and a great community around those open mics to build your confidence. And
can you name a venue or two?
Oh, sure. EMAC and Bolio's, James Montjoy was one of the first ones I went to. Myrna Tap was another first place that I played where I built some confidence.
And how long ago was this?
This is about 5 years ago, I'd say.
So you've been playing music like in your bedroom or something for a while, then you just decided, you know, I'm going to go out and start performing? Or are you brand new to music in the last 5 or 6 years?
No, I did the home recording thing. Just bought guitars and different home recording equipment and started messing around that way when I turned about 30. I'm 45 now, so just cut my teeth on learning tabs and learning other people's songs, and then it kind of blossomed into writing my own.
So it wasn't until maybe 5 or 10 years ago that you really started, maybe 15 years ago, that you really started to get serious about music?
I really didn't start to get serious till about the last 4 years, I'd say.
Really?
That's when I met Clint at a local showcase / open mic that he did, and then we kind of started doing what we do.
There's a monster under your bed, 'cause your heart's beating out of its chest for another.
The songs on this album are catchy, they're melodic. She almost reminds me of early R.E.M.
Well, that's a great compliment. I really appreciate that. Like I said, I hear comparisons and my mind just wanders as to what that means. R.E.M.'s a band that I'm familiar with, especially their early stuff, and I definitely could see a comparison of the storytelling aspect.
Let's come clean and wash it all away. Too many plans that we have made. Time just keeps...
You must have a really good ear for melody, for how to even craft a song.
That's how I play music, is by ear. I think there's a formula. I think the Beatles latched onto it, obviously, and Paul McCartney still has it in a drawer somewhere. And I think that's what everybody aspires to, is to be something that will be remembered and timeless, and you can't really put your finger on why you like it or love it, but that's what we love about music. I think that's what everybody loves about music.
It's interesting because I have conversations with some of my jazz friends, and my wife is one of my close jazz friends. But we have conversations all the time about how some amazing jazz players can't really write a song. I mean, they can put chords together, they can put maybe a few notes here and there, but they can't write a melody to save their life. It's really a gift almost to be able to do something like that.
I think a lot of people put up their own roadblocks along those lines, especially talented musicians. I know a few that I've run into that will say the same thing, and it's like, I don't believe that. I think that if you put your mind to it, you could do this.
Really?
Well, I think that's the case. I mean, I think there's a secret formula to a good song, but I think anybody could write a song, and then from there, maybe a good one comes down the road.
How did the group come together? Is it four of you, five of you?
There's four of us, and it's kind of a rotating thing on the drums right now. It's myself, Clint Thompson, who is a multi-instrumentalist, Steve Emanuel, who is a multi-instrumentalist, Kenny Shepherd plays drums, and then Andy Blick is a multi-instrumentalist that plays with us as well.
Do you write all the songs?
I write all the lyrics. I come up with the initial melody lines, as you would say, and then the band kind of grows them from there. They're very good at that.
A collaborative effort.
Most definitely, yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you about some of the songs.
Sure.
Let's start with, like, Three Sisters. To me, I hear it as sort of a cry for help, like a little boy pleading to God for help. And am I even close to...
Well, I have three sisters, John, if that tells you anything.
Okay, there we go.
And there's actually some Greek mythology in that song with the three sisters. They only had one eye that they passed between them. That's how they saw things. And I just kind of found that interesting and drew some correlations in my own family that way and just kind of went from there. And basically the song is about how when you're the youngest in the family, like I'm the youngest of six, and I have three sisters, two brothers, and... You always stuck in a time capsule. You're always like Mikey, or you're always at a certain age. You can never really get any older than that, and that's basically what the song is,
okay.
How I've changed, and maybe you shouldn't get to know me now, kind of thing. I hope they're not listening.
I know three sisters who have always been gray. Never really have all that much to say. Sisters share
same black eye. They pass it between them and they take turns to cry. And won't you cry, 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 sisters, cry for me. I'm not the boy I used to be.
It's all right with me. Is that about you?
Yeah, that's about one of my many mental conditions. And yeah, it's definitely about me. Just about how sometimes at night sleep eludes me and my mind tends to wander.
When you count your blessings, will it ever be a curse? Worst dream you ever had. It's all right with me. Go back to sleep. It's never what it seems anyway.
Was this therapeutic for you? Is it necessary for you to do music now?
Most definitely therapeutic for me. I do suffer from PTSD from my time in the military, and that kind of just to have something to focus on, I guess, in the creative process has helped tremendously with that.
How does a PTSD manifest itself with you?
Mostly at nighttime, lack of sleep. I'm kind of coming to a point where I can manage it, I guess. It'll always be a part of me, and the people that are closest to me kind of realize that. But yeah, I would say that the music thing is just extremely therapeutic for that.
It helps you not think about other things?
Yeah, it just gives my brain more things to think about as opposed to wandering back into bad memories or triggers that would trigger sleepless nights.
You left them hopeless until you had that kid pill. How could you be so sick? But you strapped the baby to your chest.
Why the name War Painted Horses?
Basically, the band went under a name change. We had a couple members join, and we thought that the basic feel was different. We hope to become the War Painted Horses. It's something about when you have a name, you have to become the name. So we're working on that right now.
Well, it was Native American that the term comes from, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, cavalry and such started targeting the horses, and instead of hiding the horses, they just put war paint on them and sent them into battle, and I found that to be rather poetic.
So you're out front, and you're not hiding behind anything.
No, exactly.
How much what you were conceiving 2 years ago ended up in the album? Are you pretty happy with how this turned out?
I am. I'm extremely happy with it. I think it captured the moment in time that we were trying to capture. And I think that everything that we talked about as a band and all the ideas that we came up with are incorporated on the record. And I really hope people take the time to listen to the whole thing and enjoy it.
Michael Adams, War Painted Horses, thanks for talking about the new album. It's called Murder at the Wheelhouse. It's a wonderful release. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it. It can also be found locally at Waiting Room Records and Mother Murphy's. Please go visit Jared and Mike and take them your business. We have some wonderful local businesses around here.
Tell of what it's like without you. pretend that there is nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Same when you're gone. Days are short and the nights get long. I walk around like I'm dying inside, and there's no place left to hide. We all sleep in the bed we make. Sometimes the truth is hard to take. A spoonful of sugar will help it go down. I'm lost when you're not around. Me first. Spill my guts, and now that you know, try and get me exactly where it hurts. 7 days with no sunshine tells a tale. It's like without you. Paint my eyes with the moonlight and pretend that there is nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Short and the nights get long. I walk around like I'm dying inside, and there's no place left to hide. We all sleep in the bed we make. Sometimes the truth is hard to take. A spoonful of sugar will help it go down.